We're delighted to tell you about the 16th Chican Indie Film Festival, Latino World Cinema, right here in Denver at Su Teatro, the Cultural and Performing Arts Center there. The festival director, Daniel Salazar, thank you for joining us this morning at First Take.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Man, you get you film producer guys, you just make it happen. You just have to get out there, line up a ton of films, and keep people busy for a weekend, sleep deprived and eyes blurry.
Well, there's just a lot happening. You know, yeah. We're really experiencing a renaissance of filmmaking throughout Latin America, and that's and Mexico and the U.S. And so that's what our festival is about, is, you know, gleaning through a lot of material that's coming from a lot of brave, you know, new hearts and a lot of very distinct vision that we're able to bring and share at the Chican Indie Film Fest.
So give us the background on the word. Chican Indie.
Well, we were originally the Chicano Independent Film Festival, okay. And we shortened it to Chican Indie. Yeah. We're using an X, which is one of our favorite tricks. It puts us on the bottom of the alphabet, which is better be on top or bottom, you know, than in the middle, right?
Okay, yeah.
And it also kind of represents our evolution as a film festival, where we really embrace Latin American film and Mexican film, as well as U.S. Latino film.
You've got some great films. It begins tonight at Su Teatro, and I love that the trailers are also at the website. But you've got some really interesting films, including shorts. I love those two-hour shorts. It goes by so fast. Some really interesting Chicano films.
Oh, absolutely. And you saw we have three sections of shorts this year, and that's because we've created this coalition of independent film festivals. We call it Encuentro Mundial de Cine, and we're going to have simultaneously film festivals in Buenos Aires, Pescal, Peru, New York, Houston, Denver, San Francisco, and Seattle at the same time, playing a lot of these films. We all kind of gathered it together. And they're really tremendous. I mean, it's very refreshing to kind of break out of the Hollywood bubble, you know, if you will. And that's what these films do, and they bring you the best of films from Argentina, Peru, Brazil, Chile, as I said, Mexico and the U.S. We got them coming from everywhere.
Let's highlight a couple of the documentaries. You brought in a documentary by Philip Rodriguez, Ruben Salazar, Man in the Middle, a journalist who was killed, some think, because of the questions he was asking were uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're very lucky to be premiering Ruben Salazar, Man in the Middle. It's about the Movimiento era, and it also has, as well as a number of the films that we have this year, kind of the theme of, you know, straddling cultures. He's a Mexican-American and was really kind of in the evolution of kind of embracing Chicanismo during the Movimiento when this happened. He was probably the premier Latino, U.S. Latino journalist, you know, at that time. This is also exciting because we've got a lot of footage of Denver included because of the activity and especially the youth conferences. And we also have, you know, our dear friend of ours, author, activist, that's included as a talking head, Ernesto Vigil, and he's interwoven as well as did a lot of research. So it has a lot of Denver in this documentary about the tragic and very controversial death of Ruben Salazar in Los Angeles during the moratorium in 1970.
Also coming to town, celebrities. You got a little star power here. We roll out the red carpet. Isai Morales and Lourdes Colon.
Yes, they're coming on Sunday. They'll be the second and the last feature. Lourdes Colon is a wonderful Latina actress that I'm sure that we've all seen, who decides that she's going to try her own route when she's diagnosed with cancer. And so we follow her through this very intimate documentary through her journey of a lot of alternative kinds of treatments that ultimately end up successful. So we're able to bring her along with Isai Morales, who appears in the documentary as a dear friend of Lourdes, but he's also one of the producers of this film.
Option A would be going to the doctor, doing the treatments. Option B is people say, I'm just not going to do anything. I'm going to just
Wow. And option C is
doing the research, listening to your body, and finding out what works with your body.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of things out there that naturally help fight cancer. I'm going to go meet Martina, the scientist, who actually has been doing studies for over 10 years on cancer. What?
We get
get all this knowledge handed down from generation to generation, and it was the knowledge at the time that doesn't necessarily fit into what we know now.
I want to say, wow, I'm not only cancer-free, but the food tastes great, and I feel physically amazing, and I have so much energy.
The taste of food, energy, so important when you're dealing with the outcomes, the symptoms, and all the side effects of cancer. Lourdes Colon coming to Denver for the Chicken Indie Film Festival. That'll be on Sunday.
Yeah, and it's not only a very intimate film, but it's a very brave film because she really does just disclose it all, and you journey with her through a lot of these treatments that she tries, and she's really done her homework, you know, with them. She's just not going into it blindly.
That's option C, create option C. There are other films. In fact, how many in total at this festival?
Oh, we've got about 50 films happening, of course, including all of our shorts. But tonight we have a beautiful documentary called Escaramuza, which we're going to have an Escaramuza team from here in Denver that's going to be participating.
And what is the Escaramuza? What does that mean?
Escaramuza originally referred to the women during the Revolutionary War in the Mexican Revolution would actually ride in front of the battlefield and kick up dust, and then the armies would attack to disguise the Revolutionary armies. And from that, it's become a standard kind of competition of, it's really a horse ballet of teams of eight riders. So it's just a beautiful documentary. This is a documentary about some gutsy Chicanas who go to Mexico after they've, you know, won all of their local competitions and stuff to participate, you know, in the Grand Rodeo there, and really represent Mexican-American legacy and culture there in Mexico. So it's a beautiful documentary. We've got so much stuff. Yeah. You really got to check the website and look for the trailers, because that's what will really help you appreciate, you know, the wealth that we've got.
Daniel Salazar from the Chicken Indie Film Fest 16, Latino World Cinema, right here in Denver at Su Teatro. The website, suteatro.org. Talk about binge watching. That's our recommendation.
Daniel, thank you so much for coming here this morning.
I love your guys' show. It's the best thing happening in the morning.
Thank you very much, man. You believe 16 years? I don't. El cardón, ceniza con,